My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
While we were talking during Random Question of the Day, Clark Hunt was wrapping up some of his media availability. Of course, the owner of the Chiefs. And we hadn't heard a ton about the stadium stuff in a little while. Certainly on the Royals front, too, because I think during their playoff push and everything, that was their attention and focus. And I think we'll start to hear more on the Royal Stadium over the next weeks ahead. But Clark Hunt was asked for an update. Here is what he had to say about the Chiefs stadium plans.
So for the last 3 months or so, since I had a chance to visit with y'all at training camp, we've been working on creating some options, not only for the stadium, but also for potentially a new training facility. We've been looking at a lot of sites on both the Kansas and Missouri sides, as well as talking to the political leaders in Missouri about perhaps renovating Arrowhead again. We're not at the end of that process at all. We continue to have good conversations, and we're hopeful that by the spring we'll have some direction. I certainly don't expect to have anything finalized by that point, but I'd like to know the direction that we're headed in that time frame.
So the last part is interesting to me, and I understand things change, right? Nobody's holding you to a hard deadline. There are things that cause timelines to move back. But when he spoke at training camp, and I guess I could find the audio of it again and play it, I believe he said they would like to, by the end of the year, have that plan and direction. And we just heard him say, now he's saying by spring they would like to have.
And spring is a very loose deadline.
Yeah, so it seems like the end of the year idea is not that we're going to have definitive plans, here's what it looks like, but we would have an idea, all right, they're moving forward with renovations, or they're moving forward with a new stadium in Kansas or Missouri, whatever it may be. Whereas now it seems like, we may hear rumors, but we may not get anything definitive until the spring on what the Chiefs are going to do. And the way he said, we're even considering renovations, kind of told me that's still like the secondary option now that the thing failed, as we know, in April.
It's always like the read between the lines situation where you're trying to decide, he said Kansas before Missouri, stuff, right? Do I care?
I don't know about that.
Kansas and Missouri side. Oh, okay.
Alphabetical order.
Look, the truth is, I'd still be alphabetical order. That's how you wrote it. I still wonder. I don't feel like there's any chance they're just going to renovate. Maybe I'm way off here, and maybe that is still the more realistic way if they are going to stay in Missouri. But the second that thing failed, I just never felt like they were going to go back to that. It was going to be a new stadium in Missouri or a new stadium on the Kansas side, because I'll be honest, I don't feel like they got the feedback that they would have wanted on the appetite for a renovation to Arrowhead, because the renovation wasn't that exciting. It didn't fundamentally change your enjoyment of the game, most people's enjoyment of the game. It only brought luxury options to most people who can't afford them, and you kind of got stuck in no man's land other than a canopy on the top level of Arrowhead Stadium. I still think that this is slower, and I'm curious, I'm assuming John Sherman will speak in postseason or speak at the winter meetings or something at some point, but I'd like to know what their timeline is. Same time, spring?
Yeah, no, I'm just laughing at the text line 913. Someone says, Kate comes before M, Professor Tapp. Someone else says, he could be saying end of year, as in the Chiefs are going to be playing in mid-February anyway. So, it's not far from spring. Yeah, I just thought that was interesting. As far as the renovation, look, if they end up deciding to renovate, of course it has to be a different plan. That renovation was underwhelming to most, if not all. And so I think that's the challenge and why you and I have said multiple times that I don't believe renovating is smart, because you are trying to renovate such an old building and there are limitations within that. And whether it's a new stadium or renovation, the sad reality is, and this is where, yes, if we lived in a perfect world, the teams would just pay 100% of it, but that's just not reality. We know the teams are going to pay some, the public will end up paying a bulk of it. That's just the you can say it's sad or whatever, but that's the reality. The question is just exactly what's the dollar amount going to look like. And so anytime you renovate or build a new stadium in 2030 or 2026, it doesn't matter. Those stadiums are going to have features that are catered to those that have businesses or can spend money on suites in general. That's just the reality of it. It sucks. But I will say the renovation, because of the age of the stadium, by the time the renovation would be concluded, by the way, it'd be even, you know, another 5 years older. So it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Plus that would be a 20-year lease. And so in 20 years, they'd come back and want a new stadium. Now, you build a new stadium, they can come back in 20 years and want renovations of the new stadium. That can happen.
That's still less than a new building.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, have you changed at all? Like, what do you ultimately think happens? I still find it hard to believe that both are in the same county. I think if Missouri were to keep the Royals and Chiefs, I think one would have to be in Jackson County. The other would have to go north. That's just my belief on the situation. If they're staying in Missouri. If they're split, then yeah. I mean, obviously one stays in Jackson County, one goes to the Kansas side, whether that's Wyandotte, wherever. He mentioned the training facility part too.
That should be split across.
But that's where it's like, okay, we stay in Jackson County. Maybe it's Clay County that gets the training facility, or maybe it's Johnson County in Kansas that gets the training facility. Like, that's where it could get interesting for splitting things up.
I guess this would be an economics question for the people who have helped build these things before and they ask money for these. What is the economic benefit of a training facility being in your county? Doesn't seem like any. What's the point?
Yeah.
Other than if training camp is also coming to that facility.
Well, I think they would leave St. Joe.
And we're done wasting our time in St. Joe. Well, then at the very least, anybody who's coming to training camp will come to our county, and we might be able to attract the people outside of it. Because if it's not that, I don't see the economic benefit at all. It's certainly less of an economic benefit than having the actual stadium. If you made me guess right now, and I still think we're all just guessing. Because the Royals haven't stated a timeline, you would think that their timeline's tighter than the Chiefs, because they said they don't want to even be playing at Kauffman.
Yeah, they're definitely
by
out.
By 2028, 2029. They're saying by the end of their lease, they're done. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be in that building anymore, and they want to be in wherever their new building is going to be. I still think they end up on both sides of the state line. I think the Royals end up in Missouri and the Chiefs end up in Kansas. But am I sure about that? God, no.
Yeah, nobody can be sure about that. I mean, the teams aren't even – I mean, we just heard
that's
from Clark Hunt.
Yes.
And the timeline. The interesting thing with the Royals staying in Missouri is obviously a lot of the reporting that's been out there recently suggesting that there would not be a vote required, as in the city would take control of that situation and they would build their own district that would have tax revenue go to support the project. Similar to what the Starbonds do in Kansas. There's a lot of questions within that, other than ticking a lot of people off, perhaps, would be, is that financially viable? What's the price tag for that stadium? And is there enough revenue coming in to tax in that district to pay for the stadium? That's all stuff that a lot of other people are going to have to figure out that have more of the financial numbers than you and I would ever have or be smart enough to figure out. So that's interesting to me. Someone brought up, hey, what's the sports betting thing's role in this? It doesn't hurt. November, we all know on general election day, there's also in Missouri sports betting amendment that has a chance to pass. We'll see. That could bring revenue opportunities to the Chiefs and Royals in Missouri. We know it's legal in Kansas. I've always cautioned people on that. Like, I don't think that would be like a deciding factor. Is it a small piece of the puzzle? Sure. Sure.
Does it make the decision left or right? No, it doesn't. The whole thing is like going back to the whole plan. And this is why inevitably it failed. One, we always thought their messaging wasn't very good. I didn't think they had a central message for a long time in the entire process. But go back to just the initial part when they're like, we're together, arm in arm, 3.8-cent sales tax. The part that still bugs me is the Royals and the Chiefs were asking for the same amount of money. For the money I was giving the Royals, I got a brand new downtown stadium with new stuff near it, new businesses, a new district to the other side on that East Crossroads location. And for the Chiefs, I got a parking lot. And you're like, I'm sorry. I'm giving you both the same amount of money. I'm not getting the same out of this. Like, look
but
at
isn't
the
that the argument? Isn't that the argument for a new Chiefs stadium instead of renovating? As it is very expensive to renovate a 55-year-old stadium. I mean, yes. Isn't that really the? I mean, that's what it is.
They have the tailgate zone, and they were going to put some turf down in the middle of the parking lot so you could, like, party. And they were going to have, like, a new parking area where you could walk across a concourse. But, I mean, they provided essentially nothing for everyday fans, at least in the baseball stadium. I was getting downtown baseball.
Sure.
I was getting a brand new building in downtown baseball. I'm like, how am I paying the same amount for these two?
It's crazy. Prefer downtown baseball. But as we said, I mean, what's interesting, you go all the way back, I'm talking, hell, almost pre-COVID, right when John Sherman took over. At that point, we knew they were in love with what?
Downtown baseball.
Well, no, they love the Battery in Atlanta, Battery, which is not downtown.
No, they said they love downtown baseball, but they did mention the Battery, which is a suburb.
Yeah, and so I've always go back to that. Like, I think downtown baseball clearly is what they were trying to get past in April, and that's what I prefer just as a baseball fan in this city and growing up here. But that idea, how many times we love the Battery. That's, oh, we would love to do something just like that. And I get, they're in large part talking about the entertainment district and the fact that they would own the real estate around it, et cetera, for development. But that's a suburb. That's where the Legends comes to my mind. Also, like, if the downtown baseball thing doesn't work for the Royals, obviously it's not like this idea of playing in the suburbs has never been done before or some terrible thing.
No, a lot. It's not a terrible thing. I understand, like, it works in other cities. I hate it because baseball's every day. Baseball every day shouldn't be in this. Like, if you're putting a sport in the suburbs, it should be football. Like, just logistically, we talk about this. Like, what are the sports that are better to watch on TV versus watch in person? Baseball's better to watch in person. Football's better to watch on TV. Just reality. Football is a better product on TV than it is in real life. Baseball's better downtown than it is in the suburbs. Football works fine in the suburbs. It might be just as good as downtown because you go once every other week. 8 times. It doesn't matter how far out of the suburbs you almost put it. It's not that inconvenient for people.
You'll drive 45 minutes or an hour for eight times a year.
They can put it in payola and versus, it wouldn't feel way too far in a lot of ways.
A Wednesday night at 6:10 first pitch.
On a school night for 50% of the games. It just doesn't make sense. I don't think baseball should be in the suburbs. Is it a death sentence? No. But I think baseball should be downtown. It should be in the central part of the city.
I don't know if it's a good comparison or not, but I think if they put the Chiefs in Legends,
okay,
then it reminds me of the way that Arlington and
the way
that Cowboys Stadium is it's very close to some shops to some shop areas. It's like you can see the stadium from like a big shopping center in the area. Not sure where they'd put it, obviously, but if you're in Legends, you think of the shops, the outlets, and all that other stuff. There's stuff to do while it's still an arm's length away from the stadium where you can it can have its own parking and all of that stuff that they want to have without feeling like it's too far apart from entertainment and all that other stuff while also being its own thing.
And for the Chiefs specifically, they're really only they're making it closer for about half their fans. And for half the fans that it has been closer for, they're making it further away. Like, that's the reality of it.
Yeah,
for the people who have been traveling to Independence, they have to now travel distances they didn't used to have to travel to get there. Again, every other week, 8 times a year. And for half their season ticket base, which is on the Kansas side and in the area, not in Wyandotte County, but near or closer to Wyandotte County, those people are closer. So, like, that to me is a wash. Baseball's different. Baseball's just a different animal. I would put it downtown.
Yeah, and Nick, we both talked about this from our perspective, obviously, and both of us grew up in Kansas City, and you grew up on the Missouri side. I grew up on the Kansas side. My entire life, I've just not been a big deal. I've drive to Missouri to go see the Chiefs and Royals. That's all I know, right? So I think it's easier for me to see, like, all right, if they stay in Missouri, great. If they don't, as long as they're staying in the region, I don't care. I think for and I'm not speaking for you, but I think for some people,
Missourians, sure,
on the Missouri side, their entire life, and maybe I would view it differently if my entire life I was doing what I'm about to say, which is your entire life, you've known it's just been in your state and you've driven, I don't know, 15 minutes or whatever, and you're there. So that's what you're used to. I'm used to going to Missouri. So for me, either whether it's in Missouri or Kansas, it doesn't mean it's a whole lot. You're asking me, like, my preference? My preference, the reason why I say Chiefs and Kansas is because I know that ensures a new stadium. If they stay in Missouri, there's a chance it's a renovation. That's why I've consistently said I prefer the Chiefs and Kansas, in large part because I believe in a new stadium. Build the palace while Patrick Mahomes is your quarterback, while you're the franchise in the sport, not renovate, and then in 20 years, when, let's be real, they're not going to be nearly as good as they are right now, then you're going to ask for a brand new stadium probably then.
And part of it is just, like, the burden on both sides. This is a city that has suburbs on both sides of a state line. That doesn't exist in every city, but it does exist here. So why put, if we're agreeing to the fundamental premise that is Tax dollars have to be spent to publicly fund billionaire stadiums. We just agree that that's the way life works. Yeah. Let's not argue over whether they should or not.
Yeah.
But let's agree that that's the way to this point that life has worked. Well, then hell, make Kansas pay for one and make Missouri pay for the other. At least make this thing equitable. Like, that's the appeal to me of both sides of the state line. You got to pay some of the bill.
Yep.
I got to pay some of the bill. We didn't go to dinner and both get steak dinners. We didn't both get tomahawks. And I'm like, I guess I'll take the whole bill, Gold. Hope you enjoyed your dinner.
Is that the move next week? Is that what you're suggesting? You want tomahawk steaks? I assume you and your wife are just going to go to dinner. I have some other friends coming into Vegas next week. I guess I'll go to Barry's by myself. I doubt you and your wife are going to want me to be at your dinner as well. So I'll probably go have dinner separate ways. You go enjoy your own tomahawk, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. The point is, I'm not paying for yours.
I got you.
Like, the idea that it's on both sides of the state line always becomes appealing, because in a metro where things exist on both sides of the state line, two people footing the bills kind of...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Nice.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.